So let's review. In the previous daf, we presented a machlokes in which the Chachamim say, Evan Meshuchar, Tzarech Lekabel Ol Mitzvahs. A freed Evan Kenani has to accept anew the yoke of mitzvahs at the time of his emancipation in order to become a full-fledged Jew. Shimon Lazar says, Evan Meshuchar, Ein Tzarech Lekabel, he does not have to. The master can free him and have him do tefillah against his will, and he becomes a full-fledged Yisrael, because as Rashi explains in the previous daf, he was already a partial Jew as an Eved Kenani. The Gemara now presents the source for their machlekes. The pasuk says regarding an Eish Yisifas Tayr, Uvach says Sevia ves ima begoimer. Before a Jew is allowed to marry a Fas Tayr, a non-Jewish female captive, she must shave her head, grow her nails, remove her attractive clothes, and mourn the loss of her family for 30 days. Only then does she do tefillah and become a geyeris. A braisa says, this process is only necessary if the Eish Yisifas Tayr was not mekabel ol mitzvahs. Ava kibla leha matbilo mutar bamiyat. But if she was mekabel ol mitzvahs, he may have her do tefillah, become a geyeris, and marry her immediately. Shimon Lazar says, Ava bishli kibla leha kaifa umatbil lishim shifchas, v'chayzim matbil lishim shichar umashachra. There's another way of eliminating the 30-day waiting period, by breaking down the geyeris into two steps. First, he forces her to do tefillah and become a shifcha kananis. This is valid, as Rashi says in the previous daf. Second, he then frees her and again forces her to do tefillah, which makes her a geyeris, and he can marry her immediately. Now, this can only work because Rav Shimon Lazar holds that an Eved Meshuchar does not have to be mekabel all mitzvahs. However, the Chachamim did not offer this solution because they hold that an Eved Meshuchar must be mekabel all mitzvahs, and therefore this cannot work. The Gemara presents the source for this machlokes. The pasuk says regarding the Korban Pesach, V'chol ever ish miknas kesef umalta oisai, oz yechalboi, that only after one does mila on oles avodim kenanim is he permitted to eat from the Korban Pesach. The Gemara points out that ever ish cannot mean that this applies only to an Eved Kenani that belongs to a man and not an Eved Kenani that belongs to a woman, because as Rashi says, the halacha is not so. Therefore, Rav Shimon Lazar says that the extra word ish teaches Evet ish atamol bal karchai, vi atamol ben ish bal karchai. A person may forcibly mal his slave, but a ger may not forcibly mal his adult son, who is an independent non-Jew, not an Evet. Now, it's obvious that a person may forcibly mal his slave. Therefore, it must be that the pasuk is teaching us that just as he may forcibly do the first part of the gerus with the mila and tefillah when buying an Evet Kenani, he may also forcibly do the second part of the geres with the tefillah when freeing the Eved Kenani. In other words, Eved Meshuchar ain tzarech lekabel ol mitzvahs. However, the Chachamim say that logically, Eved Meshuchar tzarech lekabel ol mitzvahs. And the extra word ish teaches us a different halacha, Damar Shmuel. Hamafker avdoi yotze lecheres ve'ein tzarech get shichar. If someone declared his Eved Kenani ownerless, he does not require a formal document of emancipation. The Eved Kenani becomes completely free and the full-fledged Yisrael. This is derived from this pasuk, Eved Ish. Eved sheyesh li reshus l'rabbi olav kari Eved, v'shein reshus l'rabbi olav ein kari Eved. Once the master has no control over him, he's no longer an Eved at all. The Gemara proceeds to challenge this. Maskel Rav Papa, we cannot compare a regular Eved Kenani to the Ifas Tayr. Perhaps the Chacham only say that Yifas Tayr must be mekabel ol mitzvahs because she was never mekabel anything previously, and only there do they argue with Reb Shimon Elazar. Aval Eved d'shayach b'mitzvahs hachinami, but an Eved Meshuchar does not need to be mekabel ol mitzvahs anew because he was already mekabel ol mitzvahs when he became an Eved Kenani. And the Gemara proceeds to prove that this is indeed the opinion of the Chacham. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that everybody agrees that an Eved Meshuchar does not have to be mekabel ol mitzvahs. And that which the original brayis in the previous daf, which describes the entire process of geiris, says, Echad ger ve'eved ve'echad eved meshuchar, that the process of geiris applies to both ger ve'eved meshuchar, le'in and tefillah tanya. It was only said regarding the tefillah of geiris, but not to be mekabel ol mitzvahs. The Gemara proceeds to present a number of machlokes regarding several halachas of Eishes Yifas Tayr. The pasuk says, "V'asasa es tziparneha." Rabbi Eliezer Omer, "Tokutz, she must cut her nails." Kiva Imer Tigdal. She must grow her nails. The Gemara explains that each opinion is based on comparing it to the rule of her shaving her head. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ma lahan havara afkan havara. Just as there she must remove her hair, here too she must remove her nails. Rabbi Kiva says, Ma lahan nivel afkan nivel. Just as there it's to make her repulsive, here too it's to make her repulsive. The pasuk says, Uvachsa es avia ves ima. Rabbi Eliezer says, Avia avia mamish. Ima ima mamish. It refers to her actual mother and father. Kiva Omer Avia Ve'ima Zu Avodas Chachamim. It refers to her pagan religion. The pasuk says Yerach Yamin. Yerach Shleishim Yom. This is 30 days. Shem Ben Elazar Omer Tishim Yom. It's 90 days because Yerach is 30 days. Yamim is another 30 days. And the pasuk says V'achar Kein Tavi Aleha. That's another 30 days. Earlier we presented the opinion of the Chachamim that an Eved Kenani must be Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs. The Gemara now discusses whether one may own an Eved Kenani that was not Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs. Tan Rabbanan, Mekayman Avodim She'enin Malan, Devei Bishmol, Kiva Omer Ein Mekayman. Bishmol derives his opinion from the following. Regarding Shabbos, the Pasuk in Parashas Yisri says, V'inafish Ben HaMasecha. And later in Parashas Vaschana it says, L'man Yenuach Avdecha V'amaschle Kamaycha. We don't need two psukim to teach us that your Eved Kenani must rest on Shabbos. Therefore, the second pasuk refers to an Eved Kenani that is a mohel, and the first pasuk refers to an Eved Kenani that is an oral, who is not makabel ol mitzvahs. Since the Torah addresses such a case, we see that a person may own an Eved Kenani that was not makabel ol mitzvahs. Rabbi Kiva says the pasuk is referring to a person who bought an Eved Kenani late Friday afternoon at Bein HaShemashes and did not have the time to do milah. The Gemara proceeds to say that according to Rabbi Kiva, we can say that there are two additional exceptions. One, Hani Mili, Hecha Dulei Paskel Milse. If the Eved never agreed to be Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs, then he may not own him. Aval Hecha the Paskel Milse Paskel. But if the Eved originally agreed to be Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs and then changed his mind, Megalgal Imoy Ad Shnei Masach Chodesh. He may keep him and try to convince him for up to 12 months. After that, he must sell him to a non-Jew. Two, if the Eved never made it a condition that he does not want to be Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs, then he may not own him. But if the Eved made it a condition that he does not want to be Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs, then he may own him. The Gemara proceeds to present the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that in certain instances, no exceptions are made. Ein mashanoi sub Eretz Yisrael mem nehefse tyrus. In Eretz Yisrael, we may not keep him, because since a goy has the status of a zav, he might touch truma and make a tame. Ubeir hasmucha lasfar. Ein mashanoi sub kol ikka, we don't trust a goy to live in a border city, where he may become aware of weaknesses in its defense and report it to potential enemies. The Gemara returns to its discussion concerning ger. A braisa discusses why are converts afflicted nowadays? Rabbi Chananya ben Yisrael ben Gamliel says, Shlei kaimu sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Rabbi Yisi disagrees because gershon is gar kakon shenel dami. Rather, the reason is she'in b'kiin b'dikduki mitzvahs ki Yisrael. Abba Chana Mishim Rabbi Loza says, she'in oisin mi'ava ele mi'ira. Acherim say, she'sho atzman l'hikones tachas kafei eshchina. This is inferred from that which Boaz said to Rus, Shal Mashem Palacha, Sehi Maskur Tech Shlema, Me'im Hashem Alekei Yisrael, Asher Bosa Lachsois, Tachas Kanofov.